Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Why is it important to protect our historic cemeteries? And is it possible to douse for graves? Let's go in depth with Professor Val Van Coten with Central College, Jared Garland, social studies teacher at Pella High, and 10 or so seniors at Pella High School. Val, what are we doing at the Carr Cemetery today?
We have a group of Pella High School seniors who are on a service day and who wanted a service project, and so I've got about 10 of them out here, and we're fixing Carr Cemetery, which is on the Roberts Creek Road. We're fixing some fence, cleaning some stones, getting rid of brush, and going to make it look a little nicer before Memorial Day.
And is this part of your work with the Marion County Board of Supervisors with the Cemetery Commission?
Yes, we are very close to having a Pioneer Cemetery Commission established in Marion County. It has gone through the first reading. Looks like it will go through the second and third readings, and then we will be officially established. But this is the kind of thing exactly that we want to do, get groups, 4-H groups, church youth groups, high school groups, college groups out to work on different cemeteries and fix them up.
Well, and it's a little bit chilly, but beautiful day here north of Lake Red Rock on G28. Most people don't even know the cemetery's here, which is probably a good thing, huh?
It is. There has been some vandalism here over the years. In the last year, we've had several stones pushed over and some traces of candles and things, which tells me that maybe, I don't know, something weird's been going on here, which is sad to think about. But most people drive past it every day and would never know it's here.
Well, in your hands, you have two... I don't know. What are they? Copper
rods? They're copper, yeah.
Copper rods. What are you going to do with those?
Well, you can walk across a piece of land, and it's called dowsing, or some people call it witching or doodle bugging. You can walk across the ground and find your water pipes or wells. You know, some people do it to douse for a well. You can also find where bodies are buried. And in a cemetery like this one, where they know there are more bodies out here than there are stones, we can figure out where they're buried so that if anyone's buried here in the future, we don't run into problems with burying too close or on top of somebody else.
And so what? The copper detects the changes in the magnetic force of the earth where the graves have been dug? Is that it?
That's the theory. I don't know if there's ever been anything established scientifically. We do know it seems to work. When graves are dug up, they are found where people have been dowsing. And so we think there is something with the electromagnetic energy that shows where the earth's been disturbed.
Okay, and they're bent. They're, what, a quarter, not quite, maybe an eighth of an inch across?
They're about a yard long, and then they're bent about 8 inches so you can hold on to them. And so the actual part that's dowsing is about not quite 2 feet long. And you walk slowly across from north to south across a piece of land, because in Christian cemeteries, bodies were always buried from east to west to face the east. The Bible says Christ will return from the east. And so bodies were buried to face the east. So you walk from north to south and they will cross when you walk across a grave. And so it's kind of neat, kind of fun to do.
Should we test it?
Let's give it a test.
Okay.
Here's the grave, so let's give her a try.
Oh, and you've got them crossed.
Right here, yeah. We know George Carr is buried here. So we have the stone.
And you feel it in your
hands? No, you don't feel anything. They just cross by themselves.
That happened. You didn't do
it. I didn't do anything. So when you walk past, they'll open up again until we get to the next grave.
Well, Val, you're kidding me.
No, there they go. I know, it seems kind of weird, but...
Kind of weird. It seems really weird.
There they are.
They're crossing again.
They're crossing again.
Really?
Now, I'll tell you, shall I really freak you out, Bob?
Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
If I stand and face the grave this way, and I hold the wire out, it will tell me if it's a man or a woman buried there. If I hold it out and it goes to the right, it's a man. If I go, there it goes to the right, it's going to hit you. It's a man. If it go the other way, it's a woman. And I don't know how it works. And I did about 30 of these with my husband. He was on the other side where I couldn't see the sex of the person. And I went down the row and I got every one of them right. So it's something about it. I don't know, something in the DNA of the bones or whatever's left but you can tell if it's a man or a woman buried there.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. It is. And I know there are a lot of scientific people who are going to say it's nuts, but it works.
Well, you know, if I didn't know you, I would have my doubts. Let me put it that way.
I know. I'm probably the least person that's into stuff like supernatural stuff, but I've seen it demonstrated a lot of times and done it myself many times, and it does seem to work. And it's really invaluable in cemeteries where you have a plot of land that there are no stones, and you can go out and figure out where somebody is buried because you know, you need to be able to mark them. So.
Can I try?
You may try.
Will you hold my recorder?
I will hold your mic.
My mic?
Just hold them very loosely and take real small steps. Some people can do it, some people can't. I've heard of people.
Hold it real loosely.
Yeah, hold them down a little ways here. No, push your hands down on
my hands.
Yeah.
Down.
And just hold them real loosely.
Just let them do what they're going to do.
You just let them do what they're going to do and take small steps. There you go.
Oh,
there it
my
goes.
Goodness.
There it went, Bob.
We're right by a grave.
We're right by a grave, yeah.
I didn't do that.
No, I know you didn't. They will cross by themselves.
Am I moving?
No, we're right.
Crossing.
And then see, we're right by another grave. See, and how there's no stone here. So we know that there was probably a grave here at one time. The stone is leaning up against the tree. This is probably where it needs to go.
And they've crossed.
They've crossed, yeah.
And all the kids are looking at me like, strange.
I know.
This is very strange.
It is
this
very
is
strange.
Eerie.
It is eerie. But I don't think there's anything supernatural about it. I think it's something to do with science that they just haven't quite figured it out yet. So, see, so, yeah, they're uncrossing, and I don't think there's anything buried along here, but maybe we'll be wrong.
They're moving a little.
Oh. Okay. They've crossed again. There's a grave right here. No
I
stones.
Sort of see a depression.
There's a depression. Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
There it is.
Oh, my goodness. Shall we see if I can tell a male or female?
Okay. You have to face toward the stone, which would have been here.
Okay.
Just hold one up.
Just hold one up.
Yeah. Just start it in the middle there. There you go. Okay. It's a man.
It's a man. Right,
it's a man.
It's not moving very far.
No, sometimes it spins. Sometimes it just moves a little to the right or the left. It might be a baby.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Now, Bob's totally freaked out.
Well, this is fun. This is fun. Wow. More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Val Van Coten, Jared Garland, and the Pella High School students at the Carr Cemetery north of Lake Red Rock. Oh, do you have any other magic tricks today?
Nothing. No other magic tricks. Some of the kids are scrubbing some of the stones with ammonia and water, and I think that will make it a lot easier for them to read. And then later on, we're going to get some flour out and be able to read the epitaphs a little bit. If you rub some flour into those old stones, you can really easily read what's written on them.
And why is that important to know?
I think it's really important to preserve these old cemeteries because these are the last resting place of some of these. These are the early pioneers of Marion County. You know, many of them were buried in the 1850s, 1860s. You know, I think of it in terms of your grandparents or great-grandparents. Would you want their resting place to be preserved and taken care of? You know, you want to know who they are and what kind of a life they lived and how old they were. And I think it's not only a sign of respect, but these are gorgeous old stones. They don't make them like this anymore. And they're artistic. They're in beautiful locations. There's a lot of reasons why we should do this. There are 103 cemeteries that we know of in Marion County, and 70 to 80 of them are pioneer cemeteries, which means that 12 or fewer people have been buried there in the last 50 years. So there's a lot of them around, and people say, I can't believe that, but you tell me where you live, and I'll name 20 of them that are within a 5-mile radius of your house. Most of them you probably never know that they're there.
And why are you bringing the kids out?
Well, you know, I think it's great for kids, for a younger generation to get involved with this. Not only are they less likely to come in to a cemetery and have a party and break the stones if they've worked here, but to get them interested in history. And I think sometimes history maybe is presented in a rather boring way. It's presented as a bunch of dates, and when they come out and see that this is living history, and these are real people, and this is a cool way to study history, they'll be more interested in it.
And then they'll go back with greater interest and think about the lives of these people and how things have changed.
Right. And I hope they learn some practical skills. We're going to be fixing some fence. We're going to be cleaning some brush. We were hoping to fix some stones today, but don't have the right people here to help us do that. And they're just too heavy for the kids to do by themselves. So right now, a lot of them are digging up around some of these fallen stones and setting them back up and tamping around them so that they're not crooked. A lot of skills you can learn out here.
And you're going to need more help with over 100 cemeteries.
We are. We're in the process right now of just getting a board set in place and getting people identified. Right now I have a list of 40 to 50 people who say, hey, I want to be involved in some way, shape, or form. And so I'm taking names, and starting this summer, we'll go out and we'll start working in some of the worst ones. We've identified 5 or 6 cemeteries in Marion County that are really in danger of being gone in the next 18 months to 2 years if we don't do something quickly. They're going to be farmed over. They're going to be taken over by brush. So we need to get working on them quickly.
And we need these kids to help and other people.
We do. A few people can't do it by themselves.
Well, and you know what? They're having fun here, too.
They are having fun. It is a good time when you get together with friends, and it is fun.
Jared, why do you have all the students out here today?
Well, one of the things that we hope to teach our students is, you know, to give back to your community and to be selfless. And so this is a good chance to spread our kids out, you know, in different areas in the community and do some service projects. So hopefully, by doing something a little like this, you know, this isn't something that a lot of people will see, this cemetery up here on the hill. But, you know, hopefully they'll learn that even things that you might not see, it's important to work hard, and your work ethic counts no matter if people are going to see you or not.
And how does this relate to social studies?
Well, out here, you know, we have a lot of history. We see a lot of families, and, you know, you can learn a lot just by looking at these headstones. We have some headstones that are very, very nice. You know, the family probably had a lot of money, and we have some headstones that all they could afford to chisel in was initials. And so you can see, you know, socioeconomic class just even in this little plot of land here. And the history, and a lot of these headstones have some pretty amazing poems on the side of them. And, you know, that's something that used to happen a lot more commonly back in these days, is people would have a little poem, a message to leave. You know, sometimes they're sad. There's about 3 or 4 toddlers that are buried here. So those are kind of neat to see, too.
There's just something about cemeteries that's sort of magical, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, you see these names, and it's just the name, and you start to think about what was their life like. Some of these people lived in the 1800s, and so you just imagine what this land was like, what this area was like back then, and it's just kind of fun to speculate. I know Val told us that before this road was finished, the only way to get here was through a gravel road and going across some of these big high hills back here, and if somebody needed to be buried in the winter, they would have to come and actually shovel so the horses could bring the carriage out here. And so it's just kind of fun to see how things have changed over the years.
Well, they're having a good time, aren't they?
Yeah, they're, you know, they did come out here in 7th grade for a field trip, the ones that have been here. So for some of them, they've been here 5 years ago, and it has changed a little bit in 5 years. And some of the headstones, there's a couple that are turned over now that didn't used to be. And hopefully that was just weather. You hope that people didn't come up here and do that to be silly. But, yeah, they're doing a good job up here. And
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Val Van Coten, Jared Garland, and the Pella High School students at the Carr Cemetery north of Lake Red Rock. All right, what are you all doing here?
We are attempting to put this stone back up. It was laying in the ground, and so we're attempting to put it back up so it won't, I guess, decay as much as what it would if it was in the ground.
Thomas, dig a hole.
Was that heavy, guys?
Very heavy. Yeah.
How heavy do you think it was? 100 pounds? More?
Probably well over that.
Well over that.
Yeah.
Can you read it? What does it say?
Mary A.
Here, do you guys have those brushes?
So are you going to clean it too?
Yeah, we tried to clean it earlier, but it was in the ground, so it's hard to clean if it was in the ground, but...
Okay, and so it fell over or somebody knocked it over, and so now you're digging a little bit of a trench to place it back up.
Mm-hmm. Wife of J.S. West died June 24th, 1875, age 65.
So Mary West, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Died in 1865.
75.
1875, and she is 65 years old.
Yep.
Okay, so she was born in 1810. So she probably wasn't born here.
No.
Long before Iowa was a state, before it was a territory, so she made a long journey to wind up here, didn't she?
Yeah.
So what are you all learning today?
Oh my God. I think we're hitting stone, so let's put the stone down.
No, we gotta dig deeper. There's probably reasons. You gotta have a solid base.
Well, yeah. We could dig some mud up from the sides.
It's a root.
It's a root? Okay.
I hope so. Maybe it's a box.
You're not digging anyone up, are you?
We're hoping not.
We dug up
we're
a bone
not
over
to.
There.
You what?
We dug up a bone over bone. There.
Like, it was like 4 inches deep, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we think it's an animal bone. We're assuming.
Is that a problem?
Yeah. That, you know, we worked in a cemetery a couple weeks ago where there were human bones that had washed up on the top. And that's exactly why these cemeteries need some work. You know, that's sad, but that happens a lot. Or pieces of caskets, the handles will often break off and wash up. It happens.
Oh, man.
So are y'all glad you came out today?
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, see, we're hitting stone. Unless that's another...
That's a root.
No, there's stone
there.
There's
something
there's
white
something
down
there.
Yeah, something white.
See, look.
Ooh. You know what? That could be another stone. Let's
buried
try and dig that one up, too.
All right, team.
Let's move this one for now and try and get that
one.
I have a probe over there, those two orange handled things. If you want to... Why don't you go get those, and we'll stick them in and see how far the stone goes.
Okay. Here's a test. I know whether this is male or female. I don't think you heard.
Okay.
Let's test your skills here.
No, I didn't hear. We could probably get this guy's alive.
You mean this one right here?
Well, this person right here.
And I don't know exactly where he or she is buried.
The headstone, so they'd be laying this way.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have been laying that way. They would have been lying this way, which makes me think it fell sideways. Let's just stand here and see if this is... But there might be more than one person buried here, too. It's a woman.
It's a woman.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Can it tell you that her name was Mary?
No, I can't tell that.
Well, pretty neat.
Wow.
Thanks to Professor Val Van Coten, Jared Garland, and all of the seniors from Pella High School for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.